The Jeffrey Epstein saga has a way to run yet. We've spoken to a number of people over the course of it. And tomorrow, his confidant and companion and alleged partner in crime, Ghislaine Maxwell, finally goes on trial in New York. She's charged with sex crimes, conspiracy, and perjury separately, I think. It's understood four of her accusers will testify, and also perhaps women who were her alleged accomplices, but who may also testify against her. The full shape of all that is yet to be determined. Victoria Bekempis writes for The Guardian and has been following the pre-trial moves and machinations in New York. Hello, Victoria.
Hi, how are you? Thanks so much for having me on the show.
Very welcome. Thanks for being on. People possibly still think that Ghislaine will spill more beans on the high and mighty who are associated with Epstein. You know, Bill Clinton, Bill Gates, they've been mentioned. Or perhaps clarify the relationship between him and Prince Andrew. What are the chances of that?
So, based upon pretrial proceedings and court filings, I don't think that... Okay, I'm sorry. My cat is making a lot of noise. Can you hear that? Or
I did hear your cat. But we're very okay. Cat... New Zealand's a very cat-loving country.
Okay, all right. If it gets too bad, I can go into the bathroom. It has been very, very clear that the judge presiding over this case wants to keep it to the facts of this case, which is the alleged sex trafficking of four minor victims. But we also had additional indications. For example, we know that the perjury charges that Maxwell is facing have been severed from what's going to happen at this trial. So this trial is going to be just about the alleged sex trafficking, but the two perjury counts that she faces, which involve Virginia Giuffre's allegations against Prince Andrew, those are actually going to be tried separately. Her claims about Prince Andrew, which led to Maxwell calling her a liar, and the civil litigation that Giuffre had filed against Maxwell. So that's not going to be in this trial.
Can I just clarify? There was a communication of some sort. Was it a text? I've forgotten. Where Epstein said to Maxwell words to the effect of, "Don't worry, you've got nothing to worry about," presumably referring to that deal he brokered with federal authorities that protected those around him, including her. So will her lawyers argue she still has that protection, or is that not part of this trial either?
So her lawyers, prior to this trial taking place, had argued that this non-prosecution agreement that Epstein had brokered many years ago as part of his sweetheart plea deal in South Florida should protect her against charges in New York. The judge in the case said, no, that's not true. Maxwell can still face charges here. The non-prosecution agreement does not apply. The judge has effectively barred her lawyers from bringing up this non-prosecution agreement during the case. Judge Nathan has said, you know, at this point, the non-prosecution agreement is effectively like off limits.
Can she have a fair trial? That's one of the big questions, isn't it? This is what the judge is also worried about.
Ideally, in the jury selection process, by pre-screening, you know, prospective jurors with a questionnaire, one tries to get a panel of jurors that are going to be impartial. The interesting thing that we saw during the questioning of prospective jurors, they said that maybe they had heard something about Epstein in passing. Maybe they had read something about Maxwell. There are actually some prospective jurors who were like, I have no idea who these people are. It is possible to just sit there as a juror and listen to the facts and see, has the government met their burden of proof? Have they proved beyond a reasonable doubt that she is, you know, guilty?
The court will also have to be careful the trial doesn't turn into a surrogate prosecution of Epstein. I mean, the scope has to be limited. Her lawyers will argue, no doubt, she's a scapegoat because he was never properly punished, Victoria?
So her lawyers are going to be very, very limited in how much they can go down that route because of prior decisions that the judge has made. Of course, Jeffrey Epstein and his crimes loom large in this trial, but ultimately, did Maxwell do these things?
Ghislaine Maxwell told the Daily Mail, "I look forward to having my day in court to prove I played no part in Epstein's crimes. I am innocent." Well, she's been given permission to call a psychologist who specializes in how memories can become distorted over time to testify. So her team will suggest stories have been embellished, that what witnesses have heard, even regarding their own experiences, can color their recollections. We'll see a lot of that.
Yes. And I'm really glad that you brought that up because, you know, one of the things that, you know, defense, I imagine, will do would be, you know, to call this expert, Dr. Elizabeth Loftus, to undermine whether the people who are recounting these things, whether they are actually recounting memories that they have. And, you know, Dr. Loftus has testified in the Harvey Weinstein case. And she's, you know, worked on other huge high profile cases like Michael Jackson, O.J. Simpson, Ted Bundy cases. You know, that's another way that the defense is able to try undermining witness accounts.
So some of the big Epstein questions won't be answered. How he made his $500 million and with the connivance of whom? What names were in the supposed little black or little red book, if such a book existed? Why he was able to do deals with the law? Because I see a lawyer who's represented Epstein victims said to Vanity Fair magazine, "What are we actually going to learn?" And that may be a fair point.
I think that it's definitely a fair point to make, and and a correct one to make because of the rulings that Judge Nathan has made. You know, this is not going to be a trial within a trial. We're going to hear a lot about Epstein's crimes, of course, but when it comes to the allegations against Epstein, it's going to be in the context of what Maxwell is charged with. So, you know, we're not going to hear a complete airing of every single misdeed that Epstein committed. That's not going to happen. You know, he is not going to be on trial. Like, you know, the people that he hung out with, you know, incredibly unlikely that they will come up in court. One of the things that happened during, you know, the questioning of prospective jurors, and I think that this is kind of a pretty interesting indicator of what we might see and might not see, importantly, is prospective jurors were asked to look at a binder and say to the judge if they recognized any of the names in the binder. And a couple jurors raised their hands and they said, "Oh, I recognize Mar-a-Lago." And, you know, that's, you know, Trump's South Florida residence. So, you know, jurors would raise their hand and say, "Oh, I recognize Mar-a-Lago." But you didn't have prospective jurors raising their hands and say, "Oh, like, I recognize the name, you know, Prince Andrew." So and also, just to be clear, the Duke of York has denied all allegations of impropriety, you know, in relation to anything Epstein and Maxwell related. But sure. to me, that suggests that a bunch of names which we have seen come up with this case were not listed in that binder. You're not hearing these names getting dropped, which to me, again, suggests that we're not going to hear these names dropped during the trial.
Yeah. So the prosecution needs to prove that she illegally trafficked young women to Epstein, knowing they would be criminally harmed. That's correct, isn't it? That's essentially what they have to prove.
In the charging paperwork, it is all allegations in relation to sexual abuse. The charges all involve like transit of minors and enticement and conspiracy, all in the context of abuse. It's not simply like moving people. It's not that like with Maxwell, it's not like moving young people around is the crime. It's moving and luring young people for the purpose of abuse.
Right. As for the speculation, just finally, Victoria, that she would cut a deal at some point by giving authorities other names they may want of men embroiled with Epstein. There seems no incentive for her to do that. And will that ever be a prospect on the table at any stage as she goes through her various court processes?
Well, at several times throughout recent proceedings, it was revealed in court that Maxwell was never offered a plea deal. If somebody isn't offered a deal and somebody, maintains their innocence, what would anyone's incentive be for trying to reveal any names or
Sure.
anyone?
Yeah. So that is not in the frame. Thank you very much for giving us your time and your expertise, Victoria. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me speak with you. It's been a pleasure, and I really, really appreciate it.
Victoria Bekempis in New York City.